Black Bear Classics brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We welcome in my Maine football broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Rich. Happy Friday.
Thank you. The same to you. Well, we're going back 7 years this time around for a very exciting game between the Maine Black Bears and the Massachusetts Minutemen. Always fun when those two get together. But this one made extra special because the Bears were playing at the home of the New England Patriots.
Yes, playing at Gillette Stadium. I remember there was a wonderful tailgate, a lot of Maine fans there, and Maine got the job done behind a punishing ground game and good run defense. It was a real exciting game for us to broadcast, and a great effort by Maine.
And we've got a special guest to help us remember that game 7 years ago, and Bob, a guy who put up some pretty impressive work as a key member of the Black Bears in those years.
Well, he really did. Bruce Johnson, the center in that game at Gillette Stadium for Maine, was a 3-year starter at Maine, had 35 straight starts. He was first-team All-CAA and Maine's most outstanding offensive lineman in 2014. In 2015, first-team All-CAA and also a second-team AP All-American, and he won the Remington Award given to the nation's top center in the FCS. Bruce Johnson, great career at Maine.
And he joins us right now. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Can you fill folks in on what you're doing these days? Because I know you're still involved in the game and doing some coaching and more. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, after my time in the NFL, came home, started doing some personal training with some guys who were getting ready for the draft process. And in the meantime, studying to become a financial advisor so I can also help those same guys out. As we know, you know, 80% of the guys in the NFL become bankrupt 3 years out of their career. So, you know, just trying to figure out ways to still be around the game and still be able to help out and make a big impact.
No, that's great. So, Bruce, for you guys, was there some added excitement? Always a big game when you step up and play an FBS opponent, but to get to do it in an NFL stadium, what was that like for you?
It was definitely crazy. I mean, that was our first time playing in the NFL stadium at my time at Maine. I remember, you know, the whole police escort and everything, and the bus pulls up, and, you know, we see this big semi-truck, and, you know, what do you know, Vince Wilfork hops out of it.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, and that was our little pregame thing right there. I mean, just seeing him hop out of that truck and just knowing that we were going to be in the same stadium that he played in, I mean, it was a crazy experience.
Now, what we experienced broadcasting the game, Bruce, was that it sure felt to us like there were more Maine fans than UMass fans there that day. You guys had a lot of support from the crowd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had that stadium rocking the entire game. I mean, you know, I'm so grateful for the support that we had that entire year. I mean, I think, you know, we really turned that program around that year, you know, being able to, you know, go so far and have so much success early on. You know, fan support just got better and better throughout the entire year.
Well, this game took place in early September, September 7th, 2013. It was the second game of the season for both teams. Maine had won the season opener. UMass was experiencing their home opener that day, and they actually got the early lead in the game on a touchdown pass from Mike Wegson to Bernard Davis, and they went on top 7-0 early on. The Black Bears got on the scoreboard on a field goal, a chip shot field goal, 26-yarder from Sean DeClue, and Maine trailed 7-3 at the end of the first quarter. But Bob Lucy, all day long, Bruce and the rest of that offensive line opened up some great holes for the Maine rushing attack.
Yeah, they really did, Rich. Maine rushed the ball 45 times for 247 yards, averaged 5.5 yards per carry, had 3 rushing touchdowns, and they just dominated on the ground. The formula for victory for Maine often over the 23 years we've been broadcasting has been ground control, offensively and defensively. And Maine defensively held UMass to only 64 yards on the ground, 2.9 yards per carry. So it was a physical effort by Maine on both sides of the ball, particularly impressed with the way Maine was able to control clock, Rich. Over 37 minutes time of possession, in a mind-boggling statistic, in the second half, Maine controlled the ball for 22 minutes and 28 seconds. UMass only had the ball for a little over 7 minutes in the entire second half. 7 minutes, 32 seconds, to be exact.
Well, the Black Bears would take the lead in the second quarter on a big running play by Ricky Stevens. Let's give a listen to that.
First down, Maine, UMass 35. Stevens, big hole, Ricky to the races, 15, 10, 5, and there is 6 points for the Maine Black Bears as Ricky Stevens on first down got a big hole and went 35 yards.
Ricky Stevens, 198-pound wrecking ball, inside zone, over the left tackle. Unbelievable acceleration. Boy, that'll get the fans stirred up in a hurry, and they're on their feet right now as the Bears take the lead. Wow.
That put Maine on top 10-7. And Bruce, Ricky Stevens, one of those running backs that he was fast when he needed to be, but he could also drop that shoulder and put a hurt on defenders.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, funny story about Ricky. Ricky and I actually went to the exact same high school, grew up in the same area. And when he was in high school, he was about 165 pounds, probably the fastest kid coming out of New York State. One player of the year his senior year. And, you know, watching him transform throughout college and kind of like becoming a power back was definitely crazy to see.
Black Bears got a really strong performance that day as well from quarterback Marcus Wasileski. Here was a big play from Wash to tight end Justin Perillo to set up the next Maine score.
Wash, downfield deep, Perillo goes up, gets it, first and goal Maine at the 6. Great throw, great blocking, terrific catch.
Well, Justin Perillo lined up on the right side. He was on a go route. He got behind the defensive back and then climbed the ladder with that 6'4 frame to make a great catch. Boy, that's a big-time play by a big-time player, Justin Perillo.
Third and 17.
And, Bruce, another guy there that, like you, made it to the National Football League, and Justin Perillo, who came to Maine, the coaches weren't sure what he could do because they thought, when they saw him in high school, he was a better basketball player than football player.
Yeah, he was definitely a great athlete, man. I mean, over the years at the University of Maine, I've seen JP make so many crazy catches, you know, and they're all like head scratching. You don't even know how he made them. But that guy, he definitely had the softest hands on the team by far.
Well, that set the Black Bears up with first down and goal, and they would get in the end zone not much later.
The Bears quickly right on the line of scrimmage.
Just outside the 1. Third down and goal. Quick snap. Zedrick straight ahead. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Zedrick Joseph. Maine playing who's tougher and winning.
Well, Zedrick Joseph's running outside. He's running inside like he did there. Right up over the center, Bruce Johnson. Nice job by Marcus Wasileski. Quickly got his team to the line of scrimmage and ran a play before that UMass defense was set.
Bruce, how many guys did you pancake on that touchdown?
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. Going into that game, you know, they came out in a 30 front, something we hadn't seen too much that year, man. And that and number 49, the nose from UMass, I remember he was probably the toughest kid that I played the entire year. So hats off to him. But, you know, I'm glad I was able to dominate that game and lead us to a win.
That gave the Black Bears a 17-7 lead in the third quarter. And Maine would add to it, this time with Marcus Wasileski using the feet for a score.
Jones to the left of the quarterback. Wash, quarterback power, big hole. Wash breaks free. He's off to the races. 10-5 into the end zone. Marcus Wasileski, a 39-yard run as the Black Bears don't just want to beat Massachusetts. They want to chase him out of Foxborough.
Well, the Bears really flexing their muscles and running at all cylinders right now. A quarterback power. Marcus Wasileski got up inside behind the block of Nigel Jones, and he was off to the races, pinballing his way along and then running in the open field. This Bears sideline is pumped up.
Bruce, I'm going to assume, because Wash was not the fastest guy in the world, that was that block that we mentioned from Jones, but also the rest of the offensive line. It had to be on you guys opening up that huge hole.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we prided ourselves the entire week. We know if we could go in there and control the ground game, run the ball effectively, that we'd come out there with a win. So, I mean, I think we definitely did that. We allowed our backs to get out in space and make some plays. And we also allowed, you know, Wash to make some plays on his feet and also with his arm through the air also.
That put Maine on top 24-7. Now, UMass would come back with a touchdown in the fourth quarter. And, Bob, you'll likely remember this. I was listening to one of the highlights we're not using today. And when they scored that touchdown, Maine's defensive end, Michael Cole, literally got tackled by an offensive lineman from UMass.
Yes, I enjoyed listening to that highlight again as well. And there's no question, he was tackled. And, you know, Michael Cole had a great career at Maine. He's the sack leader all time at Maine with 29 sacks. I think he had 8 sacks in that year in 2013, including 1 sack in that UMass game.
So Maine on top, 24-14, trying for the upset over UMass, trying to win at Gillette Stadium. And here's how it wrapped up.
Against a team that has 85 scholarship players. And the Black Bears have come to Gillette, and they have conquered the Massachusetts Minutemen. Marcus Wasilewski takes a knee, and the huge Maine contingent is on their feet. And why not? The Black Bears win it here. Paraphrasing John Irving, good night, you kings of New England.
Well, the Bears slay an FBS dragon for the second time.
Wow. And they didn't just beat Massachusetts, they dominated the Minutemen.
Yeah, they beat them into submission, Rich, with a physical style of play, offensively and defensively.
Celebration is on at Foxborough. Maine has made this stadium its own.
A great win for the Black Bears. What did that feel like, Bruce, when that game came to an end?
I mean, it felt awesome, you know, to get our first win in the NFL stadium. And, you know, for us, I mean, we had our eyes set on really winning, you know, those first 3 games of the season that entire summer. We know we had some heavy hitters that were seniors that year, and, you know, that was going to be our year to get it done. But we also knew, you know, going to our fourth game of the year against Northwestern, which was number 16 in the country, we had to win those first 3 games. So, you know, obviously, you know, having that win at UMass over our first FBS opponent definitely sprung us forward that entire year.
Boy, in that Northwestern game too, Bruce, you gave them all they wanted and more. And that was a game that Black Bears almost pulled another FBS upset just a week later.
I tell you what, man, I still have nightmares about that game. If I can go back to it and erase those 2 pick sixes that they had, I swear, man, we'd be in that game. We'd have a totally different conversation right now.
Well, it was a great year for the Black Bears. You would ride that one all the way to another trip to the postseason. And as you look back, Bruce, what are your favorite memories of playing at Maine and being a Black Bear?
I think for me, you know, obviously it was a brotherhood that I formed. I still talk to a lot of those guys. But there was nothing like playing for that musket against UNH. That year we actually played them back-to-back, which is really unique. You know, a little sour taste in my mouth still the way that it ended. But, I mean, there was just nothing about, you know, nothing even close to that atmosphere. I think our game was on ESPN3 that year, the second time against New Hampshire. So, I mean, the stadium was rocking at Maine. I think we had the record for the most ever fans there at the moment up until their run, you know, in previous years here. But, you know, it was definitely a great experience. And, you know, if I can go back to it, I would every day of my life.
And Bob, that season was so exciting, and I'll never forget the watch party that we had when the Black Bears ended up as one of those seeded teams. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but at one point during the season, Maine got at least as high as number 3, if not number 2 in the country.
Yeah, I think you're right, Rich. It was a team that had a lot of seniors, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. They played well together. They had a lot of confidence. I'll flash back to that Northwestern game, a 35-21 loss. Maine outgained Northwestern 379-373. Maine ran 77 plays to 66 plays for Northwestern, and Maine had the advantage in time of possession over 33 minutes. And Maine was 9 of 16 on third down against Northwestern. So it was a team that could play anybody, and it was a lot of fun watching them, too. You know, some of those other offensive linemen in that Massachusetts game, in addition to Bruce, Tyler Patterson, a 6'6", 305-pound senior, was a left tackle. Jeff Gackos, a 6'4", 298-pound senior, was at left guard. Of course, Bruce at center. Dan Carricker was 6'2", 295, the right guard, and Joe Hook at right tackle, 6'5", 285. There were three seniors. Bruce and Carricker were sophomores. The other three were seniors. So it was an experienced team. And then you put a 6'4", 250-pound Justin Perillo in there, and they could really get it done. They could move you around, and they paved the way for some outstanding games for Maine to take control on the ground. And, you know, credit Marcus Wasilewski that year, too, because he was a real good leader at quarterback as well. Maine averaged almost 30 points a game, 426 yards total offense per game. And Wash set a school record passing for 3,238 yards that season. But he could run, too, 532 yards rushing and three TDs for Wash in 2013.
And I think you could make a case, Bob, and we've been watching this team covering the games for almost a quarter century now. You could make a pretty good case that that 2013 team is one of the three or four best in the history of Maine football.
Absolutely. They had a great team that year. It was an awful lot of fun. And, you know, reflecting on these memories is always nice because it brings everything kind of alive again. And, you know, when I think of Bruce, and he was a sophomore going into Gillette Stadium, and he just had a tremendous game and then continued right on from that. Intelligent, athletic, played with passion, definitely a great work ethic and physical. But the one thing about Bruce is Bruce was dependable. 35 straight starts. That's not easy to do at any level of football.
Bruce, what was it about, your time at Maine, but all the guys who've played at Maine, the Bears have sent so many players on to the National Football League like yourself. What is it that happens in Maine that helps instill that work ethic and gives you such an opportunity to advance to the next level?
You know, I think it was, you know, from the day I had my official visit, you know, coming out of high school, I can tell the culture there. You know, we had a lot of kids who honestly should have been FBS guys that just landed at Maine for whatever reason, whether it be grades or whatever it was. But, you know, it was just, you know, you had to look up to those guys and you had to play at their level, you know what I mean? And I think the fact that we had so many of those guys, it was able to raise the talent of everybody, you know, including a player like myself, which, you know, I didn't play my redshirt freshman year, but got thrown into the fire my redshirt year, which is my first year actually ever playing center behind Garrett Williamson when he went down one game. So, you know, I was able to go into a game my redshirt freshman year against Villanova, which had three guys up front that went to the NFL. So what better way to be thrown into the fire than that, I guess.
No question about that. Well, Bruce, we enjoyed watching you play at your time at Maine. It's so good to have you back with us and get caught up and talk with you. We wish you continued success in everything you do, and we really appreciate you coming on and helping us remember this big Black Bear win today.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on the show. Anytime you want me back, just let me know.
That sounds great. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. Thank you,
Bruce.
Bruce Johnson with us here. Now, Bob Lucey, so much fun again to recollect a great moment in Black Bear history. And one of the numbers you mentioned, the impressive time of possession, but how about the total yards that Maine put up against an FBS opponent in that UMass game?
Yeah, 514 total yards. We talked a lot about the ground attack, and it was sensational. 247 yards rushing, but Marcus Wasilewski threw for 267 yards in that game. He was 20 of 28 passing, and so Maine had great balance in that game, and that allowed them to control the clock.
The only bad thing about that game is, and it doesn't happen much, we're usually pretty good, but I seem to recall I left a piece of equipment behind at Gillette Stadium after the broadcast.
Yeah, I think I do remember that now, but it was a beautiful day. I still remember it. About 76 degrees, 11-mile-an-hour wind, a little breeze, sunny, clear. It was a 2 o'clock start, so we had a little extra time out there in the tailgate.
Yeah, that was great. Well, a terrific game and some great memories, and awesome to have Bruce Johnson with us to help us remember Maine's 2013 win over UMass, 24-14 at Gillette Stadium. Parda, always good to catch up, and we'll go back to the drawing board and see what we can come up with for next week's Black Bear Classic.
Sounds great. I look forward to it.
Black Bear Classics on Downtown every Friday, and they're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.